This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Trump administration remains focused on Iran and says that it is ready for dialogue with the country's leadership. VOA's Michael Bowman reports from Washington, where ahead of last week's congressional recess, U.S. lawmakers were briefed on heightened dangers Iran allegedly poses across the Middle East.
After weeks of saber-rattling towards Tehran and warnings about possible imminent threats, the Trump administration is suggesting dialogue.
We're prepared to engage in a conversation with no preconditions. We're ready to sit down with them. But the American effort to fundamentally reverse the malign activity of this Islamic Republic, this revolutionary force, is going to continue.
Pompeo spoke during a visit to Switzerland, which has represented U.S. interests in Iran and could serve as an intermediary between the two estranged governments. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
Acting U.S. Defense Secretary Pat Shanahan said Washington does not need to restore the large-scale joint military exercises that the United States and South Korea suspended last year amid economic and diplomatic negotiations with North Korea. The acting defense secretary said that he had based his assessment on talks with military leaders, including the top U.S. military general, the commander of U.S. Indo-Pacific Command, and the top general on the Korean Peninsula. An Israeli airstrike on a Syrian airbase killed one soldier, wounded two others, and destroyed an arms depot. The attack on the T-4 airbase in central Homs province came hours after Israeli airstrikes on the Golan Heights in southern Syria. This is VOA News. Nearly everyone applying for a visa to enter the United States will have to provide their social media accounts as well as other detailed personal information as part of the Trump administration's extreme vetting process for all immigrants and visitors. The U.S. State Department says it has updated its immigrant and non-immigrant visa forms to require applicants to provide 5 years worth of social media accounts, telephone numbers, email addresses, international travel, and deportation status. They will also be asked whether any family members have been involved in terrorist activities. Meanwhile, the White House says that President Trump is serious about slapping tariffs on Mexican imports in a dispute over illegal immigration. AP correspondent Mike Hempen.
Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney says he expects President Trump to slap at least 5% tariffs on Mexican imports beginning June 10th.
The president is deadly serious about fixing the situation at the southern border. This is not the first time I'm on your program talking about what's happening on the Mexican-U.S. border. We've been talking about it for months.
Mulvaney spoke on Fox News Sunday, but Republican Senator John Kennedy, speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, says he doubts President Trump will take action.
If he slaps a 25% tariff on Mexico, it's going to tank the American economy.
Mulvaney says American consumers would have other buying options should the tariffs increase the prices of Mexican imports. Mike Hemp in Washington.
As Britons prepare for the arrival of President Trump, a YouGov poll finds that many of them have a negative view of him. VOA's Patsy Wadaka-Squire takes a look from London.
President Donald Trump has drawn rebuke when he retweeted anti-Muslim videos from a British far-right group and when he accused British intelligence agencies of spying on his election campaign. Still, British officials maintain that the two countries' special relationship remain intact. Polls also show the underlying cultural closeness between the two countries is strong.
I'm not sure whether it's as strong, but yes, I do feel that it's still there.
If the general population want it, then it will still be there, regardless of who's in power, really.
It's one of the few relationships in the world history that won't really ever go away, because we've gone through the dark times and we've gone through the best of times.
The special relationship is a term coined after World War II by then-British Prime Minister Winston Churchill to describe the close political, cultural, economic, military, and historic bilateral ties. Patsy Wadaka-Squire, VOA News, London.
British Airways Sunday resumed service to Pakistan after a more than decade-long hiatus. BA stopped flying to Pakistan in 2008 after a suicide bombing attack that killed more than 50 people at a Marriott hotel in the capital, Islamabad. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.